Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, cash money, hero, private jet, polish, stay sharp. With a priceless glow, high life, flipping and get some more paradise, the luxury marble flow. When I hit, it hit me full of that cash, more money than I seen in the garbage can. Sun of Island, money and the power, that's how we do it, make it rain, make it shower. Top flow, big time, I'm doing big things. Over city view, ball short and new range. Flipping on a hundred, popping throwing hundreds in the new building, up top summer.
To the gold line, straight out the huddle. Cash money, gold mine, we just stay loyal. Boy, we getting money like we just found oil. And that's word to my red flag. I live first and leave the dead last. I lay it down so hard, I got a bed rash. And I just tell them to loaf it when the bread pass. Staring at you from the top of the game, man. I might drop the world if I change hands. It feels good to be here. Weezy in the building, got this rebuilt, young money.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to a very special edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today's kind of a milestone for the show, as we're celebrating 100 episodes. Did I just really say that? 100 episodes? Good God, I can't believe it's come to this, Emma.
I know, I'm so excited.
I cannot believe it's come to this, 100 episodes. And doing the show back in March, as everybody knows. So what's this experience been like for you?
Crazy, but, like, super fun and amazing.
crazy because we work so hard. You guys don't even think we work that hard, probably, but we do. Also crazy because, like, I can't even believe that I can say, like, that I'm friends with the people I'm friends with, because I'm like, am I kidding right now? Like, oh my goodness. Like, hello, I got a tweet from Nathan Varney earlier, just like unsolicited. That's cool. I'm cool with that.
That is pretty freaking awesome.
I DM Patsy P like on a regular basis, having a chat with her. I'm not trying to name drop here. I know that's what it comes off as, guys, but like, this is insane. And I met Pody, and he's my best friend, and like, this has been the most amazing 7, 8, it'll be 8 months in a week. Eight months ever. Like, this has been incredible, and I just like, you guys are amazing.
We do have somebody on the line that knows a little bit about what we do on a daily basis. So let's bring her on, okay?
Okay.
Misty, you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hey,
girl, how are you?
I'm good. I had a dead zone. I'm in my car, so I dropped off a minute ago, and I was like, oh, my goodness, but glad I was able to get back.
I figured you were driving. Yeah, I kind of figured you were driving. I was like, she'll call back in eventually, probably.
Yeah, Cody was like, she's driving.
Yes, my son has a football game tonight, and I'm trying to get there, and I was like, oh, my goodness, I hit a dead zone.
Well,
like I said earlier,
but your song that you played at the beginning is very fitting for your 100th show.
That's funny.
I'm sitting here singing to it. I was like, I made it. I was like, oh yeah, y'all made it.
Cody, that's Cody's song. Like, that song makes Cody turn up. Like, let's just take a moment because that's his jam.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's my song.
That is awesome. Well, it was very fitting for your show. Very fitting for this episode.
Oh, I appreciate
it.
And you guys over there at Common Ground, you and Brandon, I look up to y'all so much. I mean, it's just, I remember the first time I called into y'all's show. Oh, my God. See, I don't know if it's the same way for you, but for me, I can host my show fine. But when I call in on other people's show and talk to celebrities, I'm like a total fanboy, you know?
That's how I am.
Yes. Me too.
Okay. Well, no, because
I'm like a fangirl when they're on my show.
Yeah, okay. I only did that with one person, and it was Mary Beth Evans. I was like, okay, that's the only show I've ever been nervous for. I was flipping my lid. We're going to say lid.
This lady was,
yeah. Yeah.
She was freaking out off there.
I was so excited because, like, Cody had texted me and he told me, he was like, guess what? And I was like, what? He's like, Mary Beth Evans is coming on the show on such and such date at such and such time. And I was like, no, you're screwing with me. And he's like, no, for real. And then I kind of died a little bit in all caps. Like, I died in all caps because who doesn't? Well, no, like, Christy.
I mean, she's pretty amazing.
Yeah, like, Christy, like, Liaison Radio, they had Sonya Eddie on, and I called in just because it was like their five-year anniversary. I feel like that's right.
It was five years, I believe.
Happy anniversary, blah blah blah. You know, the same old spiel. But Sonya was on there, and I was like, oh my goodness. And then I always feel like I'm intruding upon people. Like, I don't think people feel that way when they call us because they could care less if they take up all the time with the guests. I've noticed. No offense, guys. But when people call us, they could talk for days. Like, if you don't tell them, like, we have another caller, like, they will talk and talk and talk. But
I know,
always,
we get that too.
Exactly.
Me,
I think we all get it.
I don't want to be that person. Like, I don't want to be that person, but Sonya and I, like, we were having, like, this bonding moment, and I was like, girl, I wish I could sing like you. It's not fair. She's like, well, when you get old like me, you will be able to. I'm like, yeah, but I'm never going to have that soul, so I'm, you know. But we had, like, this whole, but I felt like I was intruding upon their radio show, and then I was like, I need to shut up. I need to stop. And I was like, okay, guys, I'm going to go to bed because I've been up since 6 o'clock, and, yeah. But there's no, like, see, I feel like there's no nice way to tell somebody they need to go. Like, because I feel like it's either really obvious or they don't get the message. Not that I'm insinuating anyone needs to, like, learn to take a hint. Well, actually, everyone that calls this show, not everyone, the strangers that we don't know that call us need to learn. Because, like, we'll have strangers. Like, when we had Mary Beth on, we had so many callers, and half of them I did not know. And they would call and they wouldn't even use their name, but they would just talk and talk and talk and tell her how much they loved her and Steve. And I'm like, yeah, you know, it wasn't her and Steve, it was Kayla and Steve. But anyway.
Exactly.
Whatever.
But anyway. But, anyway.
But I'm mad. What's wrong with me? I'm so mean.
You know, I'm going to let you go, Misty, but I appreciate you calling in.
Yes,
and I appreciate the support.
Thank you.
That
y'all need to come back on the show sometime.
Yeah,
so
you should.
You know.
Yes,
you know.
We would love to have you both on there sometime, so just let us know.
Tweet at us.
You know,
yes,
but
thank you for, yes.
I wanted to say I appreciate the support that you and Brandon have showed us, and if we can do anything for y'all in your show, let us know.
Yes, of course I will.
You know,
congratulations. I do. And congratulations on your 100th show. I hope that you guys get 100 more or even more than that. So good job.
Yeah.
Congratulations on y'all 60th last night.
Yeah, we had 60 last night, so that was fun.
I remember
congrats on that.
We didn't celebrate 60 and we didn't celebrate 75, but we celebrated 50. I remember that. Good time.
Yes, we did.
We had a party.
Yes.
We turned up.
Oh,
we're such dorks. Like, we don't actually party. That's what's funny. Like, Tony and I are so white guys.
We're like the most boring people ever, you know.
Yeah, we are boring.
That's funny. I'm sure you're
so,
not.
I'm gonna let you go, Misty, and I'll be talking to you later. Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye. I love Misty to death. You know.
I do too. She's so fun. Like, she makes me laugh
love
so
that
hard.
Because
she starts laughing, and then she makes me laugh even harder.
Exactly. You know, did you have any, I know you were working on a list off air that you wanted to say, so.
You go first.
Okay.
Why do it always gets thrown at me first, so it's your turn tonight. Tonight we're breaking the cycle. Cody's doing something first.
Y'all. If I get emotional, I'm
he'll
sorry.
He'll pretend he's not really emotional like a boy, but he'll be crying and I'll have to take over. But it's cool, man. I feel you.
If I
might
get emotional,
the same way, guys. If I start
crying. Pick up the flag for me if I get emotional.
He knows how to handle the tears because he did it for a week. Like, he knows how to handle the tears. He did it.
Yes, I
do. So, I mean, he
I know
how to
handle M tears. Trust me.
Yeah, he knows
okay.
how to handle me.
You know, I just want to say first off, 100 shows. I distinctly remember my very first ever show, which was a total and complete unmitigated disaster. It wasn't even funny. You know. And when I look back on that show from August 20th until now, it's just like night and day. I've grown so much as a radio host, and that's a tribute to a lot of my other radio host friends that I've made along the way, which I'm going to run down right now. We have our girl, Chrissy from Our Heart Radio, which Chrissy's been with me ever since the very start of this little thing. Chrissy stuck with me. And we have the next person I want to thank is the quintessential soap blogger, Dan Kroll. Dan started this before any of us ever did. So I want to thank Dan for that. And next up is my buddy, Novell Lee from Buzzworthy Radio, who I consider family. I love that man to death. And Novell just celebrated his 7-year anniversary last night. 7 years on the radio. That's
forever.
All I'm going to say is I wish we were. I hope we last 7 years. That's all I'm going to say.
Of course we will.
That's what I want to say about that. And then next up, I have our buddy Christy from Early Asian Radio, who you mentioned a minute ago. We love you tons, Christy. Don't we, Em?
Absolutely.
And next up is Travis from Gabtown Davis, who we had on a few months ago. You remember that?
Yes.
Travis is pretty cool. I like Travis a lot. And then next up is Misty and Brandon, obviously, from A Common Ground. I respect those guys so much. They're just two of the best hosts and best people that you'll ever meet.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Next up, we have my friend Deb from Media Night Radio. I love you tons, Deb. We've got, let's see, and that's all the radio host people I have to thank. And now let's move on to the guests. And this is where I might choke up just a smidge, okay? This is where
okay.
I might just choke
you
up
make
just
me
a smidge.
Cry, we're done. Like, I know we said, you know, but I you make me cry, it's over, man. It's over. Nope.
Funny. Okay. Let's see, we've got my buddy Inky Johnson, who is one of the most inspirational people that you will ever meet in your entire life. Next up, we have Kathleen Getty, who both of us dearly love.
Holla. I'm
mm-hmm.
so white, I should stop that. yeah, go ahead.
And next up is she's a friend of the show and a dear friend of ours, a lovely and talented Miss Jenna Lilly.
Holla. I promise that's the last time. I need a new word.
next on the list is my first guest ever. I've been back a few times. A lovely and talented Miss Cody Kitchen, a.k.a. GH's former Maggie. And next we have Emily Wilson, also formerly of GH, who is, like I said again, one of the sweetest ladies probably on this entire planet. And these next two people are pretty cool in and of themselves. Kelly Tebode and Mark Anthony Samuel, who play Britt Westbourne and Felix Dubois on GH. I could talk to these people for hours. Mark is just like, have you heard my a show with Mark?
I have not, but I will.
Oh, my God.
Eventually.
Oh, my God, you need
that's a lie, but I will.
You absolutely need to listen to it. Me and Mark just, we laugh for
Mark's super awesome.
What seems like hours.
He called us our
2-year.
He was super awesome. Mark is awesome. He called us at our 2-year show, and he was
oh, yeah, that's right.
Amazing.
We have, next up, we have Drew Cheatwood, a.k.a. Magic Milo, on GH. We have a lovely and talented and super sweet Miss Amara West, who both of us, again, adore. We have Teo Pinglis, GH's Victor, Robert Kelker Kelly, Ajita Stavros, Haley Pulis.
I don't want
to
interrupt
you,
but oh my gosh, I can't believe we've already been on 20 minutes. It's going so quick.
Oh, it is. You know, I absolutely I love Haley to death.
Don't we all?
I remember when I had a Haley on my show. That little girl is just a super fun to chat with. That little girl is just an absolute doll, you know.
We should get her back on. Wink,
yes,
wink.
We should.
Make it happen.
Okay. This next lady is probably where I might lose it.
Nope, don't start. Not tonight, man. Nope.
Not it's probably where I might lose it.
Cody? What's your middle name? I forgot. I feel like I can middle name you.
Nelson.
Yeah, I'm going to middle name you if you start with me. Yeah, I will.
Okay.
I have mine too, though, so I might get it. So whatever.
Okay. Our lovely and talented friend, Miss Patsy Pease.
Do not cry. Keep push through. Don't even say anything. Just next name. Next name. I'll cover it. I can do it without crying. I will cover
name,
it.
Next name. Okay. Okay. Lily Melgar, who is...
She's my homegirl. I
one
love
of the best.
Her. Her and I could just sit
she's
and
again one of the best.
And be totally content. Like, we could just sit and cuss. And be happy.
Exactly.
I feel like that's all we do anyway.
Zachary Garrett, who is one of the best, again. Zachary Garrett's pretty awesome.
I keep wanting to say hollow, but I like promise I wasn't going to do that. Cause that's so not
I promise you
weren't going
to do
I'm
that.
I'm too white to do that. Okay, next name. Ignore
next
my
name.
Next name,
okay.
Being too white. Next name.
And next name. A lovely and talented Miss Autumn Blair, who joined us on the show a couple of months ago, if you remember.
Yes. Hang on. Before you go, I just want to say, mm-hmm. We have 8 minutes live left, so if we have callers, we should probably take them. Do we?
We don't.
Okay,
no, we don't.
Just checking. Just keeping you in check, man. It's my job.
We don't. The a lovely and talented Miss Carrie and Jean, who we had on a couple of weeks ago, if
who
you remember that.
Me and listens to me complain about my life because she listened to me vent last Thursday.
Carrie Ann is
amazing.
Is again one of the best people that you'd ever wanna come in contact with. Have you read her tweet?
No.
She is the most positive person on the face of this entire planet.
She texted me. Does that count? We need to hurry. We're going to run out of time. We have so many people to talk about, and we're going to run out of time.
Exactly. Two other people that I need to thank. Three others, actually.
Nope. Keep the tears to yourself. Nope. Not today. No, I've cried enough in the last few weeks. To last me the rest of my life. I don't need to cry. I need to just...
To last me the rest of your life.
Seriously.
This next person they need to thank supports us just like nobody's business. And she supports what we do and is just one of our biggest supporters. The lovely and talented Miss Kristen Burt.
Absolutely. I was going to say Holla, but no, she's white too, and that doesn't work. Like, her
I'm
and I combined
white for
are
that.
So white that that can't happen. Like, her and I
okay,
together,
let's see. A few more names, and then we have a caller.
Maybe.
Amanda Williams.
That was bitchy, I'm sorry.
Brittany Bexton. Elena Carroll.
Who?
The lovely and talented Miss Ashley Lissette, who is just a doll.
Yes,
Ashley
absolutely.
Is just
do you know the caller, or do we not know who it is?
I don't recognize the area code, so
is
I have no idea.
Is it a national area code?
Nope, it's not.
All right, we should probably take their call.
We should probably take the caller before I...
Yeah, because we only have 5 more minutes. Live.
Get to these next names, because I'm pretty much guaranteed to cry.
Somebody famous names that he didn't tell me about, and no, you're not allowed to cry. Nope, not
all right, hold on. 708, you're on.
Hello, it's Christy from Lee's on Radio.
Oh,
hey,
it's Christy, you.
What's
okay
up, girl?
We do know her, Cody Fail.
Yes, we did. I knew I recognized the area code.
You should have remembered him, 708.
Wait a minute. You were a witness. You just heard him say, no, I don't recognize the area code. You're such a typical man. You just said, oh, yeah, I knew that. No.
Whatever. Whatever, but anyway.
I don't care. I'm not going to give you hell for it. It's fine.
That's
how are you, girl?
I'm okay. Please pray for me. I have to work a double at work tomorrow on a Saturday, which is like the worst day
at
the double.
I saw that on
Twitter.
So,
that sucks.
Like, you're going to have to, like, seriously, prayer warriors need to, like, pray for me because, like, I'm expecting, like, the worst. So,
done.
Last time I had to do a Saturday shift, a double shift, it was terrible. It was bad even when I did a day shift last Saturday. Like, I had nightmares after the last Saturday shift I had.
What the hell do you do?
Please pray for me.
Like what?
I literally have dreams of customers complaining in my head. Like, literally. Like,
where do
it's
you
bad,
work?
Y'all. I work at a Chili's restaurant.
Oh, yeah, that could be a problem. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, I deal with a lot of impatient, rude people. So,
yeah.
Just pray that people are kind. And we'll wait.
People are nice to her. Don't spill anything on anyone and they'll be nice.
Done.
I try to kill people with kindness, but it's very difficult after a certain point. You get to a point where you're just like, I want to go.
You're like, screw it. Whatever, yeah.
I'd be the worst waitress ever because I don't take attitude. I'd be like, you want to get it yourself? Like, that'd be me.
Exactly. I'd be the same way.
Yeah, well, I have also a very kind of coworker situation, and I'll be working with her tomorrow night. So I'm like really kind of expecting like the worst. I'm hoping for the best case scenario, but you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if
yeah,
you need me,
I
can hold your earrings or I can cut her. Whichever one you need, I'm there.
Oh man.
Anyway, enough about my work problems. Congratulations on the 100 episodes.
Thank you. And it's okay if you call to talk about your work problems, because I call your show to talk about my life problems.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So, you know, what else? It happens. I'm pretty sure I gave Sonya Eddy my life story, and, like, I was like, no, homegirl, you don't get it. Like, so it's okay. Like,
oh,
I
called
wow
Sonya Eddy homegirl. That's pretty funny.
I did. Like, isn't that the great? Like, I feel like I can, like, die happy now because I called her homegirl.
What did she say?
Now, I don't remember. Like, we were just talking. I was like, no, homegirl, you don't get it. And she was like, girl. And I, like, we were just, like, life discussion. And I don't even remember what it was about. But it was when she was on your show. We were just, I was like, no.
Well,
I'm,
yeah,
I'm,
I know, because you just start blabbing about whatever.
Oh, yeah, because I was telling her I was jealous because she can sing better than me. And she's like, well, when you get old like me, I'm like, no, you don't get it, girl. Homegirl, like, you don't get it. I was like, no, I'm not ever going to have that amount of soul in me. And she's like, girl. And it was great. Like, I can
that's
die
funny
happy now because I had that moment.
Wow.
We're totally good.
Funny. Yes, we are. Well, we appreciate you calling in, Christy. And like I said, when I was thanking people, anything we can do to help promote your show or anything, we'll.
Oh, thanks, Cody. I'm
glad
sweet
we do it.
Cody. I'm sweet. I would have actually had a show tonight, but with work and I have a Bible study group that I'm meeting with tonight, so I'm going to have to go straight to bed at, like, you know, I want to go to bed by 9:30, 10, so I'm
right
well and rested for tomorrow.
So you can fight your battles.
So I can fight lots of battles tomorrow.
Yeah, pick
exactly
your battles.
You'll be probably fighting lots of battles, and so please pray I don't lose it on a guest. Like the last thing I want to do.
Yeah,
and it's that time of the month, for woman problems too, so I've already got enough hormones going. So I'm just like, the last thing I need is more problems.
Well, now everybody that ever listens to this show knows.
Don't
yeah,
know.
That's
all right.
That's okay.
Oh, man.
Us women know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
we feel you.
I don't mind.
Have a good night, Christy.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
I feel like we're going to overwhelm you with estrogen.
I'm used to it.
Okay,
hey,
good.
I have my cousins. It's just me and one other guy. And like 10 cousins. And like a 10 girl cousins. That's what I'm used to it by
so
now.
So you got this. Okay, finish your last
so
talk.
you know, let me just say this. Another person I want to thank is the lovely and talented and a dear friend of mine, Sahara Starr. Sahara.
Do not cry. Nope. Back it up. Nope. Nope. He's about to cry. I can hear it. It's not happening. No.
I consider you family. You know.
You're the best, Sahara. You sent me a birthday present, but
I'm not gonna cry.
About you because he's gonna cry.
I'm not gonna cry.
So,
I'm not gonna
you know.
Cry. Sahara, I consider you family. That's just in the way around it.
They had Cheesecake Factory without me. I'm slightly bitter still. I'll get over it.
You've always been there for me. You continue to be there for me. And anything I can do to repay that to you, it's done in a heartbeat. I love you to death, girl. Two more people I need to thank. The lovely and talented Miss Jade Harlow, who I just love to death, too.
I feel like there's no explanation needed with that one.
Exactly. There is no explanation needed with that one.
One more name, and then you're done, and then you won't cry. And last but not
least,
just, you can do this.
And last but not least, you, M.
Oh, don't make me cry. Don't start.
And number one, I love you to death, and you know this. And number two, I am so super stinking proud of you for... And I'm one putting up with me and all my BS up for the past 6 or 7 months. And number three, like I said again, I just love you to death, and you're the best, Em.
Well, thank you. Now
you're just
I'm gonna cry, so I'm gonna talk
you're
now.
Just
okay,
best.
Guys, I have so many people I want to say thank you to, but I'm not gonna give them a dissertation. Because I'm just going to run through this. Okay, first, I don't even know where to start. So, Misty and Brandon, Common Ground, because I'm going to thank all you other radio people first. Scotia and Rom at Rad One Radio. The Soap Steel, she's a blogger, but whatever. She interviewed me, so she counts.
Lisa.
Christy at Liaison.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lisa Rodriguez. You guys can find her on Twitter, Instagram, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Chrissy at Our Heart. Travis at Gaptown Divas. And then Mandy and Gregory at The Bay, because... First of all, thank you, Gregory Martin, for inventing the Bay. Thank you, Mandy, for letting us have your people on the from the Bay on our
thanks
show.
Thanks for picking up the slack for me on that one.
Thanks.
I totally forgot that one. Thanks for picking up the slack for me on that one. I totally forgot that one.
No problem. And thank you,
and now
Nathan
Mandy's
going to
kill me.
Thank you, Nathan Varney, ABC, and General Hospital, because without General Hospital, I wouldn't even be here. So that's how we met. Okay, people... Kristen, obviously, I don't feel like I need to explain that. I'm just going to, like, okay, my most memorable guest, Mary Beth Evans, like, that was the best show ever. Patsy Pease, because I can't even say enough things about her. Lily, Zachary, and Kathleen, because you're all amazing. Like, that's a no-brainer. Sammy, Nancy, Celia, all of you people, thank you. Andy,
yes,
and Cassie,
Celia.
Thank you for stepping up and helping me out when I needed it. Because when I'm by myself, I can't just talk to myself for an hour. So thank you guys for stepping up and coming to see with me and with Teddy when I was absent. And, you know,
exactly.
Vice versa. Okay. My parents and Cody's parents, thanks for putting up with us because they put up with me and vice versa. So
they put up with a lot.
the grandparents, yeah, she just listens to way too much of my crap, so thanks, Graham. I feel like I'm going to forget some people I have to read. Okay, let's see. Everyone in Theater 4 at DCHS, I love you all so much if you're listening. Oh, you're not listening right now because we're not live anymore. We're in the archives, but thank you so much. There's only 13 of them, so I'm going to give their names really quick. Jill, Panda, Hannah, Tucker, Jacob, Andrew, Addie, Josh, Marlita, Courtney, Andrew, Sarah, Marissa, and Taylor. You're all amazing. You're like my best friends. Seriously, guys, like, you support me so much. And thank you, Mr. Brady. I know you're not around at school anymore, but seriously, supporting the show was, like, so, such a little thing that meant so much to us. Like, no idea. So it was a big deal. I know, you know, he may not be a teacher anymore, but whatever. It doesn't matter. Also, I know I already mentioned her, but let's take a moment for Nancy, because how amazing is Nancy? She literally called up Nathan Varney for us and was like, okay, I want some answers. Like, how amazing is she? She called into the show and was like, Nathan, I want to know such and such and such. She wasn't even afraid. Like, and she edits my English papers. Like, she's just amazing and incredible. Whew. I'm trying to, like, talk really fast so we can have our BS time. I'm trying. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm forgetting something. Thank you, Tyler Christopher.
Oh, God.
Shut up, Cody. Thank you, Tyler Christopher, for being this incredible, great actor who plays my favorite character on the
puzzle.
And thank you for letting me stalk you and propose to you every single week on this show.
You know, it just reminded me of a few more people I skipped over.
So go for it. Oh, wait, I have to say one more thing, then you can talk.
Okay.
Last but not least, how can I forget? Cody, I mean, Dye's best friend here. Can't forget him. Seriously, the past, it's almost 8 months, so we 8 months until the day's died. I feel like I'm like a crazy possessive co-host because I know that. But seriously, like, first of all, this show is amazing, and it's more amazing that we're together on this show. And, like, the whole, I don't even remember how it started. Oh, yeah, GH Recap, Emily called in, talked your ear off, and became your co-host. Best decision ever. I went through so much crap. I was going through a lot, and I was moving and everything, and you were, like, still there and listening to me. I was going to say bitch, but I decided to clean it up, and then I said it anyway, so I guess it doesn't matter.
Whatever.
You know, whatever. I can't imagine anyone else that I want to do this with, because I would get sick of everyone else by now. I'm not sick of you yet. I'll let you know, though. The past 2 weeks have been, like, crazy, and you've listened to me every single night. Some of those nights I was crying and you just listened to me and didn't complain and didn't say get over it. You just listened to me and you just dealt with it because that's what you do. Last 2 weeks have been really bad, but things are better now, and it's because Cody was there with me and he helped me and he was just like amazing and he handled my situation and everything. And guys, I'm fine. I'm not going to kill myself or anything crazy. I'm not like suicidal, just some drama. People always jump to that, I feel, and I don't want that coming at me on Twitter. So I'm pretty sure I just covered everything. But, yeah, so thank you, Cody, because this is so fun. And, yeah, you're amazing, and I love you so much.
And with that, let me
breathe.
Let me, first off, wipe the tears. No, I'm kidding, I'm not crying.
Nope.
Let me, run down a few of the listeners that I need to thank. We have a Christina, Laurie. Let me start over. Christina, Laurie, Trisha, Tracy, Marilyn, Brett, Acelia, Kelly, Nicole, Amanda, Lisa, the other Amanda, Karen, the other Nicole, Stephanie, Dominic, Cindy, Michelle, Tess, Andy, Jennifer M, and Jen. So that's that.
Andy and Hayden, I cannot say enough about Andy Hayden. You are amazing, son. I love you. And I love that you make marijuana jokes at me because, like, that's the base of our friendship is a weed joke. So thanks, Andy.
And now for
Kathy's incredible, too. Okay, we have 5 minutes. Let's do this.
5 minutes worth of BS time.
Oh, fun fact, Michael Easton's leaving General Hospital. Yes, I said fact. Do not come at me, guys.
Please don't come at us.
My tape date is in January.
Nah.
The angels are singing. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Now I'm going to get hounded if anybody actually listens to us tonight. Oh, well. Hey, people from theater, if you're listening to this, I love you all. If you're not listening to this, you all failed your task.
You all failed your task.
You all failed. You all failed. You don't pass.
You all failed with flying colors.
Yeah. Thank you. But,
failed with flying colors.
Thanks to GH Happenings for keeping me squared away with the rumors and everything, because that keeps me going. Without GH Happenings, y'all would not know what was happening on General Hospital next, because Cody and I wouldn't have anybody to read it from to tell you about it. So,
exactly.
Yeah. Gosh, I'm so happy and crazy and tired and wow. I'm going to have to listen to this, because I don't even know half the stuff I said, which is worrying.
Exactly. I don't either.
Whew. Okay, we got 4 minutes. 5 minutes to BS.
A 3 minutes actually, because
really?
I normally wrap it up around 2 minutes left. I'll normally wrap it up, so I mean, whatever.
I feel like there's something philosophical I should say. I got it. I got your quote. This is our quote. No, I'm not going to say that. No, I'm going to say it. This is the most brilliant philosophical thing. When the devil is pork, you will eat bacon. Cotton Mather. You're brilliant, man. I don't know what it's supposed to mean, but he was brilliant.
Okay. With that.
Okay, but there's a story about that. Like, I will tell you, okay?
Okay.
20-second version.
You text me or call me or something.
20-second version of the story on Weekdays with Smurf.
Okay.
No, they don't need to know. We should just keep it as an inside joke, and that'll make it so much better.
Yes, inside joke.
If we just keep it as an inside joke, it'll be so much better, guys. Just remember. Just live by that quote.
You know.
Just live by it.
I
hope nobody's listening to us, guys.
I hope not either. God, I hope not.
I can't wait to go one day and tell everyone what happened tonight on this show. Jesus. What is wrong with all of us?
Dang if I even know.
Yeah, how would I know? I don't know. Remember when the show, when I first came on the show, I was like, I'm not going to cuss on the show because it's on record if I do.
Yeah.
I feel like that went out the window real quick.
And you ended up cussing
like
in the first
No,
in
I did
the first
not.
2 minutes, you ended up cussing in the first 2 minutes.
Did I? Of this
I think
show,
so.
Yeah, but not of the first show ever.
Well, not the first show ever, but yeah.
I didn't. No, I know who it was. I know who brought it out. Thanks, Lily. It was Lily's fault. Lily's the one that brought it out.
It's all Lily's fault.
And then Jade started with me, and I was like, do you really want to talk about this? Because she said something, and I was like, girl, thank you so much. Like, now I have, like, the freedom to just say what I want because I don't want to offend you.
Exactly.
And then that just went down the drain.
You know, most of these people that we have on, are they to say whatever's on their mind? Most of these people will.
Oh, yeah, exactly. See, I'm okay with that. Like, Kristen Burt, okay. There's an episode of AfterBuzz TV where Kristen Burt gives a graphic description of what, never mind.
It's a little too graphic, probably.
Well, no, because, okay, Len said something on Dancing with the Stars,
mm-hmm.
which he thought was a compliment, but it's an English term for something dirty, and Kristen explained it on AfterBuzz, and I was like, see if she can say it, I can say it.
I'll have to look it up.
I'll just
link me.
You and tell you. Don't go on the internet looking for that.
Link me.
Link you.
Oh, man.
Okay, I got you. Anyways, I'm going to
And I think with
stop.
That, we're going to probably end the craziness right here.
All right.
Again, I just wanted to say a thank you to everybody who's listened to us for the past 2 years, past 100 episodes. And
for everything. Guys, thanks for the past 8 months. You're incredible. And 100 shows. I've been in on at least 50 shows because I remember when we celebrated our 50th show. So, yeah. Paula.
Here's to 100 more.
I'm so white. Yeah, here's to 100 more. Cheers. Not that
Cheers
we're
to 100
drinking.
More.
We promise. We don't drink.
I think with that, I'm going to...
We're white. We're lame. I keep saying we're white.
I'll let you go and wrap this up, okay?
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye, Em. Real quick, next week we have a lovely and talented Miss Abby Scott on the show. And I think with that, I'm going to end the show right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.